rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello. You are listening to Center of the Sun podcast, your favorite cultural, society, and science podcast, new every Sunday. Lucky day for Leos. Thank you for listening. Subscribe, rate, review my show, please. Also, you can find me on SoundCloud, MixCloud, YouTube, excuse me. That's in addition to all the places that you can find other podcasts. Hell, Instagram just released something new too. But anyway, I'm trying to catch my breath. I'm sorry. I just got off the plane from DC. And I really appreciate you all listening. Today, I'm sharing with you seven answers to your questions that explain why you should believe in ghosts. Yeah, I said it. I have this fucking ghost story. So I stayed in this hotel and I truly believe I had an experience. It was not frightening, but the room that I was staying in was so old and so decrepit. Not decrepit, but old and like, God only knows what they did to that damn building to make it nice again. So, do you believe in different realms of like living and, because I do. And literally ever since the solar eclipse, the total solar eclipse we had last year, a chasm inside of me has opened up, and not in a sexual way, like unfortunately, like fuck. But my heart, in which actually prompted me to start this podcast, because I have so much that's on my chest that I need to share it. So first question, are ghosts real? Hell yes. And let me tell you why. Because I, the other day, stayed, I was at work for a work conference in Washington, D.C. It was related to HIV. So if you follow me on Twitter, you may have seen, if you follow me on Twitter at CenterSun21, you will see some information that I posted about HIV cure, HIV vaccine, and all the things that are in development around public health funding and stuff like that. So visit actgnetwork.org to learn more. And, but outside of the work part, there was also, I was in DC, so I had to sleep, I had to eat and all that kind of stuff. Oh my God, everything is so fucking expensive in DC, but I cannot wait to move there. All of the men are handsome. Jesus. All of them are handsome. And most of them have their life together, which is hard to say for a lot of places. Do you have your life together? Well, you better get it together because, life, I'm changed after my ghost experience in this damn, I can't even explain it, hotel. Gosh, I'm still flustered, I'm sorry. So I've been telling this story over and over again to people, especially my staff, because I don't know if I was asleep. I honestly don't think I was asleep. I was laying there in my bed, And I heard a voice say my name twice in my head. I'm going ahead and drink a beer right now because I need it. But anyway, are ghosts real? Yes, because I believe they are. I'm telling you they are because I had an experience just the other day that has been confirmation of my feelings. Because I've always been kind of scared of ghosts. I'm the kind of person that I can't watch Ghostbusters. I can't watch Ghost Hunters. I can't watch anything that remotely implies that ghosts are real because I know in my heart of hearts that once you open yourself up to new thoughts and new realms of thinking, also which prompted this podcast, why? You tend to start recognizing things that you did not before. So I was laying in this hotel bed. I just had 3 shots of tequila, so you never know. But 3 shots is my limit. I know my limit. So I know I wasn't wasted. So upon going to sleep that night, I heard my name called 12 times. Lord. 2 times. And that was just the start of it. Throughout that night, I felt like I was being shaken awake every 14 seconds by something. And yes, I was sharing my room with a coworker, but he was knocked out, or so I thought, because he was actually awake, because I was up in the middle of the fucking night fighting a ghost, because, don't laugh at me right now, please, but because every 14 seconds I was being shaken awake. The first 2 times, I literally thought I was dreaming, and I didn't think anything of it. But when the third time happened, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th time of being shaken awake by somebody, and it actually started getting worse, I didn't know what to do. So, what can ghosts do to you is a second question. I believe a ghost interacted with me in the physical realm, in that room. And when I think back, I actually remember seeing a figure in the room, but I didn't want to acknowledge it because I was terrified at the moment. At that particular moment, I was terrified. And imagine someone, you know, you're laying on your side and someone kind of shaking your shoulder with their hand, doing that 3 times. And the 3rd time is the most, is the heaviest one. And that's when I started realizing what was going on. And right now I'm getting chills because I know it was fucking real. Like, that's how I know stuff is real, because I have a dopamine release in my brain and it sends chills through my body. So what did I do? Well, first of all, and that's not one of the questions, that's a sub question. That's question 2A. What can ghosts do to you and what can you do to them? That's a good question. Number 2. I feel like I interacted with a ghost in the realm, in this physical realm. And I can't explain it. It was the oddest feeling ever because I was half asleep. But I began to shift my position in the bed because what I wasn't going to do is be scared. That was not going to happen. So I started shifting my position in the bed. It kept getting worse. I was kicking, I was punching, I was kicking because I thought somebody was touching me prior to realizing that it may have been some sort of manifestation of a ghost or a spirit. I grew up in church. It's possible that spirits exist. And also, it's possible that for every good thing in the world, there is an equal and opposite bad thing also in the world. Now, I actually hate that notion because it warrants suffering and pain. It justifies suffering and pain, which I don't feel like I should ever have to experience, but I do anyway. But trying to take this message is brought to you by Miller High Life. No, it's not. But that's what I'm drinking. So this message is in tandem, brought to you by Miller High Life. They didn't pay for anything. Maybe they will. But last year in the solar eclipse, so let me kind of give you some context. So last year, we had a solar total eclipse across the country. Some people saw total, some people saw partial. Mine was almost total. Mine was partial, but it was damn near the same. It was like a sliver was not covered. So we didn't go to total darkness because we're not that far. But I felt extremely insignificant. And I remember writing a song, "The eclipse drips through my eyes, rips and drips onto you like an acid trip," or something. I made some sort of song because I couldn't explain my feelings. And then the song goes on that I wrote after the solar eclipse last fall. "Today I witnessed the example of the universe that proves to me that I've been set free." And what prompted these lyrics was the fact that on the History Channel, Ancient Aliens, and all these kind of shows, we talk about our perspective of space. And one of the biggest things that has always intrigued me is that we can't reproduce or see a duplicate of our universe. So let me give you an example. So in the observable universe, you know, the planets and the stars and the galaxies and all that kind of stuff that we can see with our telescopes. For instance, gas giants like Jupiter. Gas giants because they are close to a sun. Because water and all those things create vapor once they're heated, right? Well, in our solar system, our gas giant is in the middle of the solar system, which is kind of confounding because it's the only one that we don't understand why it is like that. And then it has this big old red spot on it that we don't understand either, and we can barely even see it. But it's kind of like that kind of stuff. Or like, why are the craters on the moon all the same depth? If it happened with meteorite showers and stuff like that, wouldn't it be random? So our universe is kind of perfect. Things just don't make sense. But also, do we have the capacity to know? I personally don't think so. And because we don't have the capacity, do we want to know? That's kind of scary. But in terms of a solar eclipse, our perspective, our Earth, our moon, our sun is the perfect distance away from each other that it creates a solar eclipse. And if you think about the chances of that happening, because it's not a circle and it's not an oval, we have these models of the solar system, but it's actually pretty random and crazy, the effect of gravity from the sun. So the fact that we can observe from our perspective a solar eclipse that totally eclipses the sun perfectly, like it's not overlapping, it's not, you know, whatever, it's like proportionately perfect. That amalgamation of impossible factors proves to me that I've been set free. So my chorus is impossible things that happen to me, the ridiculous things. And then it goes on to a solar eclipse over you, bitch, because of course I'm going to throw the bitch in there. But question number three, what's ghost's weaknesses? And I think the biggest thing is that we are the physical beings. So my voice, as I've been telling you in these podcasts, your voice, your actions, your thoughts carry weight. They carry a frequency. Everything has a frequency. And by having a physical body and a non-physical part of your body, you actually probably have more tools to your disposal. So what I did was try to voice commands. So because I had a roommate, I started off whispering. Because I was trying not to be weird. I was trying not to look insane, but evidently and ultimately I did become, because I was thrashing in my bed, but I was completely awake. And I remember going back upstairs the next day and be like, "Were you awake all night? Because I know you were awake," because I was awake. But he thought I was having a nightmare when actually I was wide awake and I was trying to appear normal in this situation, but I couldn't because I felt like there was a presence that was touching me. And so I think that's the ghost's weakness, is that it can only It's only a shimmer. It's only a fleeting moment. It was so odd, but I felt something shake me awake multiple times and then fucking play with me, you know? And the voice I heard at the beginning, I'm pretty sure was a high-pitched voice. I can't place it because I can't remember it because at the time I was half asleep, but I don't think it was my inner voice. I really don't. Because our own inner voices have a shimmer to it. It's like our own version of our reality. And it looks a certain way to you, and you know it's yours. But I don't know. It was so weird. It was so weird. But I'm not Christian, but it almost prompted me to start throwing some Christian prayers in the mix because... Wow, yeah, I believe I was visited by a ghost in this hotel in Washington, D.C. So, we live in the physical realm, and there's clearly more than meets the eye. So, what ghosts do I have? That was the fourth question. And I feel like I live in a neutral place, and the ghost that I interacted with was probably some other manifestation of some other kind. And because I've been so open and so willing to interact, not voluntarily, but because I've been thinking about it and just opening myself little by little around new topics and around new ways of ideas, I feel like I'm sensing things. My senses are heightened. And if you feel like you have a ghost, the advice that was given to me was when you feel attacked or feel scared or something negative about a spirit or a ghost, think about a white cloud and surround yourself in a white cloud because, oh my God, there was nothing that I could do to go to sleep. It was the oddest experience I ever had. Every time I went to sleep, I was shaken awake. Every time. And ever since the solar eclipse, a chasm of feelings and emotions has opened up, and I'm just pouring out everything that I feel. And the trip was fun. I mean, I determined in that moment that I wasn't going to be scared because I think it's always been there, and we just didn't notice it. And like, what about when you die? Like, will ghosts haunt me when I die? Will they haunt my bones when I die? Ghosts? I don't think there would be a purpose because I think the purpose of life is living. And even if you're not physically living, I think you still want to live somewhere else. I don't think you want to live in the bones. That doesn't even make sense to me. So, as I drink my beer here, why do ghosts come back? Question number 6. Well, did they ever go away? You know, at the beginning of the show, I was definitely, you know, in the first few episodes of the show, I like to talk a lot about how we have power, how much power we have, and where does that power come from? You know? And to think of yourself more as a piece of hardware than a piece of organic matter, which is also hardware, but in for this exercise, just imagine yourself, your body, as a computer. Whatever shape, size, color, whatever it is, think of yourself as a computer, a technical piece of hardware. And your brain and your mind and all your thoughts, that's your software. Like the brain is like the CD-ROM upon which your software is downloaded or from which your consciousness is downloaded. And so you can transfer your consciousness. I don't know. Who says you can't? Because we already know that energy cannot be transmuted or destroyed. Why can't you live in limbo, or why can't you transfer your consciousness to another realm or being, and what if it gets stuck, or what if a glitch happens or something? You know, ones and zeros are not perfect. Even though we love computers and we rely on them heavily, it's not a perfect system. And I think that might be what ghosts are, you know? Because we see it on TV, we see all kinds of stuff, and we want to try to explain away our bad feelings with religion, and we go pray, and we try to isolate ourselves, and we try to close off our minds to the thought of anything else other than humans controlling this earth. But it's possible. So why do ghosts come back? I can't tell you. I think the ghost was a child that I interacted with. When I think back at the first time I was shaken awake, I saw a figure. But I saw a face. It wasn't a figure. It was kind of like a portrait, almost. A white portrait. If I really look at it, I'm getting chills too, because I'm trying to remember what it was. But I'm trying to understand what I experienced. So, I think there was some unfinished business or some glitch in the system that forced that baby to stay or constantly move back and forth from one realm to the other. I don't know. Why do they come back? I don't know. Will they come back to the extent that they need to haunt you? Well, if you're an asshole, I don't know. You might have. Who killed that baby? It probably was a man that looked like me, honestly. But this is what I did. I was saying, leave me alone. Leave me alone. I thought it was a child, so I'm going to talk to it like a child. Leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you. Let me go to sleep. And when you begin to open yourself up, see, this is why you don't want to know stuff. Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to. Shit's scary. And so why do ghosts come back is my question. I don't know. And I don't think they ever went anywhere. I think there's something going on that we don't have the capacity to understand. David Eagleman, one of my favorite neuroscientists, he wrote the book Some. He has a something about the afterlife. You know, he has all these different kinds of stories about the afterlife. He's a professor and a scientist. And he actually has this... He has this article in the New Yorker from 2011 called The Possibilian. And that's the kind of, it's that kind of rule of thought that I'm like, yeah, we can't just settle. We can't settle for Christianity. We can't settle for Islam. We can't settle for Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, any of those things. We can learn about them. We can increase our knowledge of them. But to say yes or no for something, nah, ain't gonna cut it for me. Because then I have an experience like this where it throws everything I know out the window. What about the times when you have to throw everything out the window? So the next night, the next day, I got up and told my story. Talked to my staff, they laughed, you know, whatever. Because it was funny, because I was literally punching the air. And kicking the sheets and punching the ghosts. I was trying to fight because I couldn't sleep. And every time I fell asleep, I was being touched and moved. And it was odd. It was so odd. So I put the question to you. Do you believe in different realms of living, of life? I believe there are probably infinite possibilities. And I find that to be extremely exciting. Oh my God. So text me your answer. Do you believe in different realms of living? Hashtag ghosts are real. Hashtag hell nah. Text me 513-289-0474. I want to know your answer. Who believes in ghosts? Because I need to know, please. You can tweet me at CenterSun on Twitter, or you can email me host@centersun21.com. At CenterSun on Twitter, at CenterSun21 on Twitter, excuse me. Yeah, it was intense. And unfortunately, because the schedule that I'm under, I don't have the ability to continue the podcast as long as I wanted to, but I wanted to share that story and to share how relevant it was. And I want to give you all an opportunity to interact with me if you really want to. So leave a comment, text me, tweet me, email me. Hashtag go surreal or hell nah. If you want to tell a story, if you want me to share your story, do so and indicate that, please. Area code 513-289-0474. Centrosun21.com. Email me, host@centrosun21.com. Also, P.S., my mission is to promote culturally iconic LGBT people of color. This month, I've been into the solar eclipse. I've been into astronomy. We talked about Leos last week. We answered some questions about that. And I'm recognizing Naiman New James at NaimanNewJames.com for their commitment to the fundamentals of astrology and getting my life together, because that total solar eclipse was trippy. And I needed somebody with a good heart and good intentions to really give me some information that I wanted. So in the description of this podcast, I will put the website, because this person does several horoscopes in different kinds of ways. So you just have to take it what you can get, because it's literally that good. I will take a dot or a period, you know, of the entire horoscope. Like, that's how good it is. I just want to just glance at a period in the whole thing. So thank you for listening. You are listening to Center of the Sun podcast, your favorite culture, society, and science podcast, new every Sunday. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.